to Wisdom of the Ancients, where ancient wisdom is remembered.
Hello, beautiful people. Thank you so much for being here. Hello, hello, hello. Welcome. Namaste. Om Namah Shivaya. I bow down to every single one of you today. Thank you so much for being here and bringing your amazing energy to the show, being part of the collective consciousness that is Wisdom of the Ancients. Yeah, I'm Ian Shelley, and this is really my pleasure, my absolute pleasure and joy to be here with everyone today. The theme for this series of Wisdom of the Ancients is celebrate your light within. So let's all recognize that we are inherently divine. Let's all recognize that we literally have the spark of the creator, the creatrix. We are the creator, the creatrix within ourselves. And let's all open our hearts right now to whatever messages are going to come through for us today so that we do our own part to raise our consciousness and the consciousness of others. And right now we call in the ancient ones. We call in the beautiful divine beings of love, light, power, and service to be with us today, to open our hearts and to support us. So I'm excited for today's show. We have an amazing guest. So let me introduce our next guest to you. Zoe Davenport was born with extrasensory abilities and has been extensively studying self-love, quantum physics, and spiritual ascension for the past 10 years. Today, Zoe uses her multidimensional gifts to inspire and support the visionary leaders of the new paradigm. She seeks to guide them towards self-love, authenticity, creative potential, energetic mastery, and the embodiment of their higher selves. From continued deep integration and embodiment of her higher self, Sheba, you'll have to tell me later if I pronounced that correctly, Zoe draws upon ancient shamanic knowledge and the multidimensional field to light the way for a person's divine mastery and ascended leadership. This supports transformational results, grounding in clarity, direction, purpose, empowerment, and a synergy between divine feminine yin energy of being and divine masculine energy of inspired action. Zoe speaks internationally, hosts crystalline activation retreats, group programs, one-on-one mentorships, and virtual live seminars on the power of self-love as a visionary leader. So amazing. Welcome, Zoe. Welcome to the show.
So many blessings, Ian. I am so pleased that this final present moment has arrived for us to co-create and dance and swirl in a beautiful multidimensional conversation and bringing in all of the wonderful energies that are waiting to be shared with you and the community today. And many blessings to those listening to this call. And I have been very excited about this and building up the energy for a few weeks now. I know, Ian, we've been conversing a few times about this connection, so it's great to finally be here and allow the conversation to flow.
Beautiful. Well, everyone, today Zoe's going to be speaking about evolution of heart through 3D duality to 5D neutrality. And, you know, those words themselves, they carry a vibration. So there is a specific purpose and reasoning around the choice of those words. And if you just feel into the 5D neutrality, I think automatically you can feel a difference, a shift automatically, almost just by thinking about that. I know I certainly can. So I'm really excited to have this conversation. And we're going to go super deep today. We're going to talk about how to activate your truth and your gift inspiration for your next steps. And then Zoe is going to be taking questions. So if you're looking to get on the phone, Zoe, *2 to raise your hand if you're on the phone. And really, you know, Zoe's here to help you with abundance. She's here to help you with receiving. And I'm sure there'll be other things that flow through her as she starts to speak with you. But if you have abundance or receiving, maybe blockages around receiving or maybe you feel that there's scars that haven't healed that are preventing you from really stepping into your true abundance, then make sure to ask Zoe. Or if you're on the web, put your name in and ask Zoe a question on the web, and we'll get to as many as we can. And then also, Zoe is going to be sharing with us a little bit later on a light encoded activation. So that's going to be towards the end of the show. So that's kind of the housekeeping that we've just covered. And so let's get into this conversation. You know, to me, Zoe, when I read those words, you know, 3D duality to 5D neutrality, I could really feel a shift personally in my energetic field, as if I had, you know, just by simply mentioning those words, brought a different level of awareness. But maybe you could, you know, give us the lay of the land, if you will. Let's pretend that we really don't know too much about the 3D duality and what that means and what 5D neutrality means. Would you mind sharing with us your knowledge or your expertise on that?
Yeah, of course. So to invite everyone into the space of the words that I'm going to share in this moment, I just want you all to close your eyes and just place your hands on your heart. And just take a deep breath in through the nose and out through the mouth. In through the nose. Out through the mouth. Beautiful. Feel how wonderful that moment was for you. It was not focused on the past. It was not focused on the future. It was not focused on the how or the when or the lack or the fear or the scarcity. It was just the simplistic act of coming into alignment with your breath in your heart is allowing a person's being to come into resonance with their multidimensional version, their higher aspect. And so 3D duality is this, what I would describe as this topsy-turvy, upside-down reality that has been co-created out of past their sell-by date, karmic contracts is the best way that I can describe it, of cellular memories that have been activated through pain and suffering and envy and guilt and judgment and anger. And the duality is the need to struggle, the need to fight, the need to separate oneself from the herd, from the collective consciousness, from all those that are not in resonance to that person. And so with that, when the ego looks to divide itself and slice itself away so much, it to have its individual expression, it's no longer having an expression through its original intention, which was its divine blueprint, which was light, which was crystalline, which was pure. And so the evolution of the heart, which is really ascension, because ascension is essentially activating our ability to love ourselves beyond anything that has held us back before this present moment. And it allows us to step out of this illusion of where we are, and it allows us to go back into observer mode, so that we can be fully connected to the experience of what we are having in that moment, but it gives us that higher perspective. And so when we start to go deep into the layers of what has been, what we've been carrying, these burdens, these contracts, these experiences, When we move through it, through self-love, we detach that we need to hold on to this any longer. And we detach from the need to fight the internal version of ourselves. We come into neutrality, which means that we set ourselves free from the pain, the suffering, the story, the need to hold on. We start to recognize the divine perfection in everything, how it's already been created, yet we also recognize the divine perfection of the chaos And so the divine perfection is that unconditional love. The divine perfection is the chaos, which is that duality, which is light, dark, love and shadow. And we're not trying to get anywhere. We're not trying to release ourselves entirely, because when we do that, we lose our essence of self. But there is an ability to navigate our way through the human experience, where we are connected to the human through self-love and compassion and forgiveness, but also connected to the surrendering of the divine perfection of what's coming up for us without that heavy attachment. And we bounce between 3D duality and 5D neutrality. And that's the perfection of our human experiences. We're always going to have emotions that are going to intermix in that. We're always going to have deeper processes of our experience. That's the nature of ascension. Energetically, we're a Fibonacci sequence, which we're always spiraling around deeper and deeper and deeper. And if I had a pound for every time someone shared with me, I thought I was through this, and I laugh because I'm like, you are. On one dimensional level, you are, but you're so ready for that next level now. You're so ready for that. So that's my best interpretation. And as I'm sharing, that's kind of what my guides are showing me. And my invitation, Ian, and for those listening on the call, is you're not trying to separate yourself from this reality. You're trying to integrate this reality so that you set yourself free from the story. And that's true empowerment. And then you become neutral to it, which means that you can come from a place of expanded awareness, expanded consciousness. And it makes the navigation of the human much, much, much easier.
Yeah, beautiful. Thank you for sharing that. And you mentioned that we're not trying to separate, we're trying to integrate. And I would imagine that we would try to do that in the most graceful way possible. So with as much divine ease and grace to help us as we do that integration. And let's talk about, becoming more or moving to more of a 5D neutrality state. So if you think of, if we are in 3D most of the time, how do we shift that to being in that 5D neutrality most of the time? So I guess a way to ask that would be, if there's a gap, so to speak, between the two, how do we bridge that gap?
Mm-hmm. So it's the daily awareness of where you're at energetically. And I have many people I've worked with in the past say to me, well, I really enjoy all of these DNA activations. I feel very light and playful and fun, but then I have to go back to the mundane world. Like that needs to be done, like the 3D stuff needs to be done. And I chuckle, because bridging the gap is, how can you make the mundane feel like the most exciting thing that you have ever experienced? And really, we've kind of been getting it wrong, because we have this assumption that this 5D living is totally freeing. But it would be pretty uneventful for the human. The human still needs its rainbow of emotions. And so bridging the gap between the two is really knowing that there's no gap there to begin with. So I want you to imagine for a moment, you're holding a straw, a bendy straw in your hands. And I want you to look at the left-hand tip of that straw as point A. Okay, so let's say that's 3D duality. And I want you to look at the right-hand tip of that straw. Just imagine that's point B, that's 5D neutrality. And in our human awareness of how reality works and our experiences, we look at that gap from A to B as a straight line, as linear, as a process. what we're actually learning to do on a subatomic level, a subconscious level, that's going to then affect our internal being, which then reflects onto the external reality, is we're actually learning to bend the straw back round to itself so that point A meets point B and it makes a beautiful circle. And so that there is an integration of energy that's swirling between the two, because it's no longer in this illusion of separation or a gap or a divide. And so it goes round and round and round and round. And what's really beautiful about this, Ian, is I had a session with someone this week, and there was literally a straw on the table. My guides were trying to explain to him this idea, and they made me pick up the straw and do this. And I was like, oh, I feel that this is going to come through for this interview. Mm. And so feel how much easier that is to pick that straw up and just bend it and put the two points together instead of that long, straight, never-ending road. And you can do that by your meditation daily, through your mindset, through your awareness of your thoughts to your feelings. What story are you choosing to share of creating reality? Are you sharing a story of a conversation that's going to uplift you, that's going to raise your frequency? Or are you sharing a story that's going to bring you down? Are you in judgment of another? Are you fearful of something that happened before? And so there's all of these little things that we do on a daily basis that you are consistently shifting between realities. And multidimensionality is you are human, you are your higher self, you are your higher heart, you are all of these ascended versions of yourself. And when we take a moment to pause, like we did at the beginning of this conversation, by taking a breath and coming into our heart, well, you naturally will shift and raise your vibration in that moment. And setting your intention, how can I feel in a space of alignment to my heart and joy in this moment? And it's checking in with yourself and listening, paying attention to the signs that your body is sharing with you by how you're feeling. Are there any aches and pains coming up? Do you have a sudden pang in your stomach after a conversation? How do you feel after a particular experience that you have had in your humanness? And it's that constant self-awareness that's helping us to bridge that gap, that's helping us to recognize, oh, okay, in this moment, I was in judgment of that person for the way that they pulled out in front of me when I'm driving my car. And I realize in this moment that I'm sending them negative energy. And that's not going to serve them, and that's not going to serve me. I'm going to rewrite this story. I'm going to forgive myself and forgive them, and I'm going to send them love. And, you know, Ian, I do this like 150 times a day. It's insane. But it's, the more we do it, the more we recognize just how much the ego is in its own little soap opera, you know?
Yeah.
Little stories.
Right. Yeah. And you have the awareness to do that, which is wonderful. You know, a lot of that comes from practice, but it also comes from just being in that state of awareness. You know, it just builds upon itself. I wanted to talk to you a little bit, Zoe, about the heart, of course, because the heart plays a big role in this. And not only in you know, finding that space and integrating that space between 3D and 5D, but also in terms of accepting and receiving that which is our birthright. And it could be love, it could be any level of vibration, it could be, you know, the feelings of self-worth, but it also could be abundance. So I wanted to have you talk a little bit, if you don't mind, about the heart, and then also the specific role that the heart plays in abundance.
So it's my favorite topic, and I want you to imagine for a minute that you have just fallen in love for the first time, and that you get that giggly butterfly feeling in your tummy, and you can't focus and you can't sleep, and you're so excited to wake up the next day to see that person that you've fallen in love with. And you wake up giddily and you jump out of bed and you go to the mirror and you say, good morning, I love you. What can I do today to make you happy? And you have that love for yourself. And that is your foundation of allowing yourself, of honoring yourself, of knowing that deep in your heart that you are worthy in your human experience to receive the life that you truly came here to experience. Not the one from the outdated cellular contracts, not the one where you felt that you had to be in pain and struggle your whole life, but one where you know you are clearing and transmuting the density through your cells, activating your DNA through your daily work, facing your shadow, and loving and forgiving and letting go. And when we continue to show up for ourselves and continue to slowly prize the heart open, and it's not about opening our heart with the fear of letting someone in for fear of rejection or fear of not being reciprocated. It's a love beyond love. It's universal love, which is universal intelligence. And then our hearts, it starts to open and unfold like the most precious gift that we have ever witnessed in our entire existence of our soul's journey. And this gift is the ability to act as a transmitter, as a portal into different dimensional realms and versions of ourselves, where we are fulfilled on a cellular level of the love that we always have been searching for since the day that we were born and we were disconnected from our mums through that umbilical cord. Because in that moment, when we were in that womb space, we were connected to source energy, but we were also connected to our physical expression. And once that got cut, we were searching for that feeling again. We were searching for that feeling to have within ourselves. And through the exploration of that, the abundance piece is not a struggle. And I'm not talking about abundance as in money in your bank account, although money in the bank accounts is always nice, it's always beautiful, but it's opening ourselves up to the abundance of life itself, which is the most priceless gift that we can give to ourselves, which is waking up to that, which is seeing the way nature is abundant in its reality, the way it is always giving and receiving, ebbing and flowing. And as we open our hearts, we reattune ourselves to that rhythmical nature of Gaia, and we also come into alignment with the ebbing and flowing of that universal energy, which is creating thought forms, which is creating a physical impression of our greatest desires. It is the ability to celebrate every single piece of experience that comes into our reality, no matter how small. Even seeing a penny on the floor, wow, thank you for this gift. Or you go to buy something and someone has offered to share a coffee with you. Or you are out in nature and you see an apple on the floor. Or you are out and you feel guided to share something with someone. Maybe you have a sandwich and you see that they're hungry and you give half of your sandwich away. It's the ebbing and flowing, the rhythmical cycle. And as we learn to open our hearts through self-love, and really it's that mirror work, as we learn to go deep into that heart space, we naturally fall into alignment with the rhythmical nature of our reality. And we see just how ridiculously playful this reality is. And that's coming back into that 5D neutrality, because we're not fixated and worried about what isn't. We're in joy for what is and what could be, but with non-attachment to when or how it's going to come up for us. And abundance is such a big topic, Ian, because there's so much push that I see abundance equaling money. And what happens when people focus on abundance equaling money and they feel that they don't have enough money, what happens is they focus on the money and it pushes it further away. So it's always focusing on the complete opposite thing to come into vibrational alignment, to be a vibrational match for what you know you are destined to create from your heart, from your inspiration, from your creativity.
Yeah, that's such a it's such a beautiful distinction. And, you know, as you're speaking, you know, I'm really getting the sense that, that what you're sharing also helps us to reduce the charge of some of these triggers or some of these maybe lower self attractions or attractors. So we don't have that charge. So we have more of the detachment. Now it's not always easy to, you know, to lose that or move away from having that charge or that attraction, for example, to money, especially as we are constantly reminded, because we're living, you know, in a 3D world, and I live in a cave, but I do come out of the cave to do the show. No, I don't live in a cave. I'm just joking.
Fine, Ian. Yeah. We're all in our little
cave. I've got my little satellite phone, and I'm up in the, you know, Himalayas somewhere. No, I would love that. I really would love that, because I'm a hermit in my human design chart, role model hermit. But anyway, you know, we have these distractions, and we have these influences, and we have our ego constantly attaching itself to its perception of success or its perception of being accepted by society or by our family. So, you know, how do we keep in that state of neutrality with so much going on around us?
Well, the easiest answer is, why do we feel the need to put all of our focus and energy on all of that? I find that more exhausting to spend my days focusing on all of the chaos of, you know, and the fear and the judgment, compared to, oh, I'm just gonna really enjoy the sunrise right now, and then I'm feeling in flow to do a meditation now. Okay, I feel good with my meditation. I might do some affirmations, do some breath work, might do some yoga, and oh, it's 6 a.m. Okay, I'm ready for the day. Oh, you know, but we're so conditioned. That 3D realm conditions, you know, we've been being conditioned since we were babies to fit into the confines of a reality that basically we all moved out of a millennium ago, and we've just been trapped in that version for a long time. And now we're waking up to consciousness. It's as easy as if you're stood up and you literally say, okay, I'm in this energy, and I'm too wrapped up in all of the chaos and all of this, and, you know, just list out whatever drama and this and that and life. Just literally take a step to the left and go, okay, what's more in flow for me in this moment? And listen to your body, and listen to the universe, and listen to spirit. And spirit will probably say, well, you could probably do some breath work right now. And take action on what the messages that we're receiving. There's very few that I see taking actual action on the messages that they receive. It's like, the skeptic comes in and starts to scratch its head and question the process and wants to see tangible results before it's going to spend any time and energy doing something different. And I always ask the question, you know, if how you're showing up on your day-to-day basis is not having transformational, massive shifts in how you feel about your reality, you need to try something different. And the first thing that you can do is letting go of the conversations that you're sharing on a daily basis that's validating your reality. Because, of course, the more you're sharing, the more the universe is going to be, great, this person is loving this experience right now. We're bringing more of this. And then the person's like, see, I knew this wasn't going to work. I knew this was going to be a bad idea. And the universe is like, but this is what you called for. This is what you were aligning to. This is the vibration you've been setting out. And like, I can only describe this in the best way. Like, I'm playing all day long. And when I'm in my sheath, when I'm really like in my ego and I'm just like, I'm in that energy, I take a moment and I laugh. I'm like, oh gosh, I have gone way into my ego today. How can I come back to my heart? How can I come back to the present moment? And I remind myself, this is a choice. I'm choosing how to respond and feel in this present moment. I'm choosing what perception of reality is in front of me. So we want to keep bouncing back into our breath work, back into what we know is going to uplift and support us. And so, yeah, the world around you can feel like it's crumbling and falling apart. And quite possibly as you're moving through ascension, yes, it is. It's gonna feel like a tornado or a hurricane. And you want to go and sit in the eye of the storm and just look at it like, oh, this is so interesting. Look at all of my stuff that's flying around me right now. Look, there goes the ex-husband, and wow, there goes that car that kept breaking down on me all the time, and wow, the house just caught on fire. That's interesting. It's like, step out of the fantasy that this is a hardcore reality and step into the truth of your heart. And remember, the playfulness is you have control, but you have to be willing to give up what you're focusing on that isn't serving you. And there's no more complication than that. But yet, I see this time and time again, Ian, everyone's looking for a more complicated answer. And there really isn't. There really isn't. And so trust, make it easy for yourself. You know, we've worked so hard at proving to ourselves what we don't want. Let's be more imaginative this time. Let's put in a little bit more fun and joy. Like, oh, I wonder what could happen if I try this method of allowing myself to let go and taking a moment's pause and slowing down and grounding and talking to spirit, talking to the universe, talking to the plants, the trees. You know, there's so much love here, so much giggling and chuckling and laughing. And you know, we're in these like little cut off isolated cocoons sometimes, trying to figure it all out on our own. Yet we just need to connect to universal intelligence through our emotional system, which is our heart. And we have the whole shebang set up. You know, we have source consciousness, and energy starts to move really, really quickly for us then.
Yeah.
We're not alone. We're with each other. We're co-creative. We're one. Oh, it's such a big topic. I could go on and on, but I just
it's also a series of small actions, you know, choices that we make along the way, and that has a lot to do with it. You know, I love what you say about playing. You know, how many times are we out in nature and we just get this bout of joy and we're so happy all of a sudden? And then we come back and, you know, those moments are so few and far between, but that's our doing. You know, we don't have to go 25 kilometers or miles away to the next mountain. You know, there's beauty all around us. And when we change the way we look at things, things start to change around us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And You know, we have to make a decision, Ian, and this is what I did a few years ago, and it really helped shift things for me and put things into perspective. I chose to make my ascension a full-time commitment.
Mm.
I chose to make self-love a full-time joyful activity. I chose to develop myself on a spiritual, emotional, and physical level. I mean, it was going to happen whether I was in alignment with it or not, because things start to shift so much when we wake up from reality. You know, we're getting activated with all of our heightened senses, and spiritual gifts start to come through, gifts that we never even knew we had, but we have infinite bouts of knowledge. And we've got to keep our human supported through that. We've got to keep our human sustained and happy and in a high vibration. And whenever we look at something that's going on for us in our reality that feels like it's detrimental or that it's the worst thing, you know, when we actually take a moment to just let go of the story and all of the words, and we actually really look at what's going on, it's never as bad as we perceive it to be. And I remember telling myself this story a few years ago, where I was like, I'm not going to travel until I've made money in my business. But what was happening is my energy was stagnated because the environment I was in was not supportive to the frequency that I needed to be calling through to write the book, to start sharing the message, to start sharing the activations. And so first of all, I had to forgive myself that I wasn't happy. And second of all, I had to look at the cold, hard fact that I had no money. I didn't know how to take this trip that my heart was calling me for, but I knew I had to do it. And so I had £300 in my account, and it was to be a trip in Central America. And I looked up the flights, and there was a flight to Mexico one way for £300. And I felt into my heart, I said, you know what, if I'm going to do this, I need to go all in, because if I'm not, who am I to share this with others? Who am I to, you know, speak? I need to test these theories. And I always come back to this understanding that what's the worst that can happen? Well, you don't take the flight, or you go and get a job for a minute. You know, there's always resourcefulness that you can create when you're wanting to make a change in your reality, and also of picking the low-hanging fruit. And so I booked the flight, and something in me shifted. It was that inspired action step that suddenly opened up this burst of creativity. And in less than 2.5 weeks, I had all of my clients booking for triple sessions. And I got a refund on a course that I wasn't going to take. And then I found some money I'd forgotten about in a savings. And then someone else just gave me some money. And I found myself sat on the plane with £4,000 in my bank account. And I chuckled to the universe. And I said, this is the start, isn't it? This is how it works. And they said, yes. And I said, okay.
Okay. Lovely. Yeah, okay, I can do this. I'm hip with this. I got it now. Yeah, inspired action. I'll take that inspired action. Yeah. Awesome. Beautiful. Well, I wanted to take this moment, take some inspired action right now. And let's see. Everyone, if you'd like to speak with Zoe, *2 to raise your hand if you want to speak with Zoe on the phone, or if you'd like the opportunity to have her just answer a question of yours on the web, then go ahead and put your question in the web along with your name. So here's a question, Zoe. It's from Amy in Virginia. She's on the web, and she's asking, I've heard that what we think might be blocks during the transition are actually massive downloads. I'm experiencing downloads and expansion as the ache I'm feeling from my chest to, as I have an ache from my chest to my back. So it's not really a question, but it's kind of a question. Are these aches she's feeling, are they related to expansion and downloads? Are you able to tell?
So just feeling in, what she's been called to is to actually bring that energy all the way through the body and down through the soles of the feet and down into the earth. So it's going to anchor and root the energy. And journaling at this time is going to be really powerful because it's going to give you a little bit more insight. And also breathing into the body and releasing the aches, releasing the pains. And so as you visualize, a great process is just visualizing like crystalline energy running through your crown all the way down through your body, down through the soles of your feet, down into the earth, down into the crystalline core of Gaia. And using your journal to either doodle or draw or message, or just allow your hands to just channel the energy of what's coming through. And I feel that it's going to kind of break it open. But see it as a gift. There's like a ribbon, just untying the ribbon, opening it up, and allowing it for it to, it's going to feel slightly fragmented to start. And so you're getting pieces of a jigsaw puzzle. And so you will start to receive more awareness of the picture of this jigsaw puzzle as you go along, through the feelings in your body, through your journaling, and also through synchronistic events, certain conversations that will come in for you over the next 2 to 3 weeks, I'm getting.
Okay, thank you for sharing that. Appreciate that. All right, let's go live to the phones. Let's go to San Fernando, California. No name, but it's a 3422 or the last four digits of your phone number, and you're on live with Zoe, San Fernando, California.
Oh, no. That's Sandra.
Hi, Sandra. Yes, perfectly.
Hi. Sorry. Okay, my question involves, it's a pleasure being on here with you guys. I've been following Diana Cooper and all those stuff and trying to get connected somehow because I feel lost in this earthly universe. So I kind of trying to figure out how do I find myself or get grounded in that aspect.
Okay, so you are with yourself, so meet yourself for the first time again. And allow yourself to feel into the magnificence that you are here in this moment as your individual expression, your soul's journey, billions and trillions of years of conscious thought form evolution has led you to this moment. That's pretty powerful. So find grounding in the ungrounding of what's no longer serving you. Because, you know, when we're building a new garden, we've got to dig up the roots, right, of all the old weeds and plants that have maybe gone a bit yucky. And, you know, we want to create space. And in that space, it's that journey of self-discovery. And that's the grounding, is discover yourself again. What do you like to do? What are some things that you have been too afraid to try?
Well, I want to travel, but it a deep part of me is here for healing, to heal, to be a healer, but I don't know how to manifest that kind of things. You know, I'm always great at taking care of people and stuff like that and drawing with a lot of empathy, but then sometimes I feel drained. So, but I feel like I'm here for a higher purpose than I am doing right now.
So the higher purpose is always grounded in self-love first. And so to be a healer and to channel through that consciousness of energy is to clear your body first. Clear your body of anything that you know is no longer aligned for you. And let go of trying to figure things out. Let go of the how, because the how actually... The focus on the how actually blocks the how coming through. You know, this is a journey. It's not a destination creation holiday. You know, we're not getting on a plane and then there we are. You know, it's a journey. And so the grounding that you're looking for is coming back into who you are. And, you know, right now you're not truly sure who you are because you've been changing so much. And so get to know yourself again for a minute. Get to know your soul.
That's what I'm trying to find, because growing up with all these other religions and stuff like that, and then there's part of me just drawn from all the political religion kind of thing, where it's just downhill, you got to be doing this, and I feel like it's just more spiritual. So in that aspect, that's where I felt lost. You know, yeah.
And so what it's doing is you're finding yourself lost in external ideas and ideals of what society has made you believe. And so go internal for a bit. Ask your heart. Ask your body. Do some journaling, meditation. Show up for yourself. Give yourself a daily self-care practice. Baby steps. And let go of needing to know everything at the same time. Because the process of ascension is gradual, it's subtle. Energy is very subtle. We're all looking for these massive epiphanies, and you know, sometimes it just doesn't work like that. It comes in beautiful gifts and waves. But right now I'm getting for you, like, and what your guides are sharing is getting to know you again. Who are you beyond what you've been told to be? That's a great question for you to ask yourself. Who am I beyond what I was told to be? That's a powerful question. And start answering that for yourself through self-exploration. Maybe take an art class, go for a walk. You want to travel. You want to travel, but you're not sure how or when. Maybe go on an internal journey of traveling. Where do you want to travel in your internal world?
I would love to go to Ireland, but somehow my soul cries for Ireland. I don't know why.
So dream it, wish it, believe it, open your sacral to receive it. Stick it on a vision board. Visualize for 20 minutes every day. Thank you for the blessings, universe, for my trip to Ireland. I'm so ready to go in the perfect moment. Half of the block, hun, and this is for anyone else listening, of why people perceive it's so hard to receive their desires, is they focus on the how. Let the universe take care of the how. Let your heart and your body imagine that it's possible. You know, because by the time we do that, maybe Ireland wasn't for your highest good. Maybe it was Texas. Who knows? You know, the universe is always guiding us to different places, and it helps us to have an awareness of one thing, and then actually it's sometimes the opposite, or sometimes it is that thing. But you've got to hold the faith with yourself that you're a creator. You create your reality. You create your experiences. Get out of your own way with the overthinking and the how. Come back into your heart. Come back into joy. That makes sense?
Sure does. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Well, much love. Thanks for calling
in.
You're welcome.
You're welcome. Thank you.
All right. Well, we'll take some more questions in just a little while, but why don't we do this, Zoe? You know, I think if people get a good understanding of how they can work with you, that might be good. So let's do this. If you're on the webinar page, everyone, why don't you click that orange button underneath Zoe's photograph, and then you'll be taken to her Abundance Accelerator program that is, I think, brand new, never before offered. So this is something that there's so much energy behind this. So I can't wait to hear all about this from Zoe. But before you start, Zoe, everyone, if you're not on the webinar page and you want to follow along visually, then just type in WOTA show.com, then / Zoe and the number 5, Z or Z, O-E 5. And everything's lowercase. WOTA show. WOTAshow.com/ Zoe 5. Ask Z. I haven't said Z in years. I say Z. I'm from South Africa, and of course I said Z all the time, and now I say Z because I've been here for the last 25 years. Okay. wonderful. Yeah, that brought a little chuckle to me. Okay, so Abundance Accelerator. Tell us what's in your package, Zoe.
Sure. So when I was feeling into how I could serve your community at the deepest level of my being. And I sat with it for a while and I was having these different creative ideas come through. And then my guides just downloaded this transmission and they wanted me to call it the Abundance Accelerator. And this is going to be a 4-hour live journey where we meet on Saturday, May the 11th at 9:30 Pacific time. There's also access to the replay as well if you can't make the live call, because I appreciate, you know, some people are in different time zones and, you know, you can also submit your questions or any questions you have ahead of time. We're going to have a Facebook group as well so that you can meet the other members that's going to be part of this incubation. And the idea behind this is to really spend the time and go deep into the journey of accelerating your abundance, which is really accelerating your heart activation, which is connecting you back into the truth, leaving you feeling refreshed and inspired of how reality works, stepping through 3D duality, stepping into the resonance and feeling of that 5D neutrality, of being non-attached to whether things come in or come out for you, of letting go of what no longer serves and aligning to what could be. So I'm going to be going into a lot of detail and sharing everything that I've really come to understand and embody and witness and journey and experience over the last 10 years with when it comes to creating a reality of your choosing through love, through creativity, through playfulness. And so if you're feeling that manifesting isn't working anymore, if you're feeling stuck or you feel that you'll keep looping around a similar storyline, or you feel that you're a bit fed up, or you want an energetic booster, an energetic accelerator to uplift your consciousness, then this is going to be a great class for you, because, you know, we're going to take time for questions and answers. I'm going to be guiding you through some light encoded crystalline DNA activations, which are very high frequency. And then we're going to be learning how to bring that high frequency down into those lower chakras and grounding and rooting your intentions for your abundance, and helping you to also just take a bit of a life analysis, like, what's working for you right now? What are you most excited about? Let's channel and focus the energy on what lights you up and let everything else that is pulling us out of alignment, like, just disperse, so that we don't have so much energy charge to what's not working. So this is really a container to get you back into your why for your awakening and bringing in that passion and your purpose again for manifesting, which is really aligning to your soul purpose and your soul's evolution. Part of the process of the DNA activations, we're going to be clearing any stagnated energy. So we'll do like a template swipe. We'll be calling upon your angels and guides and any ascended masters, counselors of light. As with all of my crystalline DNA activations, I build crystal grids. So you'll receive the download and imprint of that image before the class. And it's going to be interactive. So I'm going to give you some daily tools that you can use outside of that 4-hour class. So this is like going to, you know, we're going to go really deep, and then you're going to have processes to follow each day after that container. So we're going to be live on May the 11th. And as I said, it's for 4 hours. We will be taking breaks so that, you know, you can have a little rest. And we kind of almost need to as well, because there's a certain process that my guides want to bring you through with the DNA activations. And as we are starting in a few weeks, something to get you started that's also going to help to uplift you is a really powerful course called Expanded Manifesting Activation, which is a 90-minute crystalline DNA activation to really open your heart, open your energy centers, open up your auric field, and expand you back out to the connection of the I Am presence of source frequency. And then also in the second bonus is Creative Expression through Crystalline Potential. And this is another 90-minute recorded crystalline light encoded activation. This is going to be reminding you about that pleasure of creating an imagination and really connecting you back into that fifth dimensional crystalline grid. And so it's helping you to raise your frequency back into inspiration, because inspiration is what drives our co-created reality. And when we're shut off to that, we're not creative. We feel stagnant. We feel low energy. We want to slump in the chair. We start to take on more burdens in our reality, and we start to feel that everything is hard work. I want to unravel all that and invite you into a playground, because this is a playground and it's beautiful, but we just got to let go of all of that stickiness and that stuckness and that story. So if you are guided to join, I'm very much excited to lead you through this process and really help you to ground a new way of being in your day-to-day existence, so that you can start seeing actual tangible results in your reality. So I feel I'm really excited.
Yeah.
Every day I'm getting another download for the workbook that I'm putting together for it, and I'm like writing it down, and yeah, I'm really excited to run this. So yeah.
beautiful. Oh yeah, who wouldn't want this? I mean, wow, to be part of this, really, it's a workshop with you, helping people raise their frequency and bring back inspiration and play and joy. And, you know, what I'm hearing is that this is just going to kind of shake you loose, right? So, you know, if you're feeling stuck, if you're feeling in a loop, or if you're feeling in some sort of cycle and it's over and over again, and you're like, man, when is this going to stop? I seem to just be, you know, attracting the same old stuff into my life, or maybe I'm constantly looking in the mirror and all I see is a shadow side. You know, someone who is looking to really almost once and for all to, you know, step in, step up, and just become the best version of themselves and the happiest, most joyful version of themselves. I can't imagine if it would be different, you know, with you, because you're such a, happy, but the happy is not the right word. You're a happy person, but you're also a, you seem very wise and you seem very knowledgeable, and you also have techniques around this. You're not just someone who walks around happy all the time, because that's your natural disposition. That's your natural disposition. But you've found the universal way to elicit that happiness and that joy within yourself. And I think that's something that a lot of people are looking for.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, thank you, Ian. That's really beautifully received. And it has been a journey, you know, like, and I get it. Like, I've been on the floor in a puddle of tears in like a fetal position, staring up at the universe going, what is happening? Or I have, you know, as I said, like booked plane tickets and all I had was $300 in the bank account. Or I've been told to do so many ridiculous things, you know, in my reality. And every time I just kept going, well, what's the worst that can happen? I'm exactly where I am. And I want to share this with the world. You know, I want people to wake up to self-love is the catalyst for your most transformational change, and all of your soul growth, your soul journey, your spiritual tools, light language, connection to your guides, you know, all of this beautiful consciousness, multidimensionality, it's all there for you. It's all there, and it's not separated from you. Just bend those two points together, A to B. And I wish to share this actually, as this is coming through quite strongly. When I was pretty awake as a child, I would tell my parents quite often that I was psychic. And one of my earliest memories, I think I was about 3, and it was my birthday, and my mum had made me this little fairy tale cake. And I remember it was raining. I was like, I'm going to see a rainbow today. Something is special. And I remember this thought, and I went outside and there was a rainbow. And ever since then, like, I've consistently seen rainbows, especially when there is about to be quite a big change in my reality. And a few years ago, when I was asking what the significance was, I was told that I am to bridge the gap between 3D and 5D. I am to hold a space to make it easy, to make it accessible, and to make it simple. And sometimes I question the simplicity of what comes through, but really that's just the ego wanting it to be more complicated. And then when I tune into the resonance of the heart and I see the transformation in those that I've worked with, that wakes me, that keeps me waking up at 5 a.m. every morning and meditating more and writing more and sharing more and creating more and bringing through more of these beautiful crystalline transmissions, you know. And that's what I'm here to do. And I am happy because I'm living my soul purpose. And 10 years ago, I wasn't, you know, 10 years ago, I was miserable and I was working, you know, 80 hour weeks. I smoked every day, drank alcohol every day. I was like 6 cups of coffee, so skinny. And I was so unhappy. And I questioned reality. And it's like the floodgates opened and the universe shared with me, okay, now you're ready. And it was like, wow, it just hit me like a lightning bolt. And I never knew I would be here 10 years later. But now I'm here in this point. Oh my God, it feels so fun. It feels so joyful, you know. And I wish to share, Ian, and with the community, like, you know, as I said, there's still days where I'm questioning things myself, you know, and I wake up and I think, man, like, what is going on? Why is this so hard? And I'm like, oh, because I'm making it hard because I'm overthinking it. Stop. And I take a walk. I take a break. I go outside. I go to sleep. It's all about listening to the subtleties of what is in flow for us. And it just becomes so much more fluid. And we start to bounce in and out of this 3D awareness and into this 5D magnificence of sound, of light, of color, of love. And it is a practice. We're practicing our spiritual muscles. It's a workout. It's a daily workout. And so the Abundance Accelerator is going to give you a really beautiful held and safe container to explore yourself and take away actionable tools that you can use every single day. And it's everything that I use that has made significant changes in my life, like unbelievable, unbelievable. So I'm very excited.
Yeah, wonderful. Well, thank you so much for sharing that with everyone here and making yourself available for that workshop. So everyone, that is going to be a 4-hour masterclass. You get Zoe for 4 hours. So, of course, you know, people are asking me already, well, what happens if I can't make it live? Well, there are, you can listen as a replay. So tell us about that, Zoe. So for the people who just not able to make it for those 4 hours on that Saturday morning, they'll get audios, or how does that work?
Yeah, so it's you will get the download as soon as I have finished the class. You will get the download emailed to you, and so you can watch it afterwards. There will be 2 versions. You'll have a video and audio version, and I will be placing everyone in a private Facebook group that's part of that class. And so I'm just going to start building a bit of a momentum a few days beforehand, get everyone to start introducing themselves, start setting their intentions. I'm going to give you all some guidance on dietary requirements and certain things to start doing just to kind of lighten the frequency a little bit when you join the class. And it's just as powerful listening to the replay as if you were there live. The only difference is if you're live is you're asking questions in the moment. You can still ask questions in the Facebook group. You know, I hold the group open, you know, for a week during that container. So you can still participate and be very much an active part of the intentions that we're going to be bringing in. Because when my guide showed me, like, a big part, what we'll be doing at the beginning is we'll be coming together in sacred ceremony and, you know, taking a moment with a sacred fire in the middle of the circle and just setting the intentions just to release anything that's holding us back up to that moment. And so, you know, those of you that's joining the replay, I will still psychically hold you in that space. You will still feel that energy and still be so held and felt. And then the beauty of this is yours to keep, to listen to time and time again. And I love going back through content when I'm feeling a little bit out of balance or I'm wanting to make a huge change in my reality. I'll go back over the content, I'll shift my energy, and I'll come back into my creativity. So my intention is this is something that you can use time and time again.
Right. And, you know, to me, this looks like an energetic or a crystalline body all over makeover. This is a makeover session.
Uh-huh.
You know, this is a 4-hour spa day, everyone. 4 hours at the spa. I mean, you know, you're going to have everything from massage to a facial to, you know, internal cleansing to paradigm shifts to, you know, crystalline DNA encoded light transmissions. I mean, this is the normal stuff that goes on at a spa, but, you know, it's 4 hours. And, you know, this is the opportunity to really experience, you know, what I'm getting, my guys are telling me right now that the shifting is going to be massive, massive, mm-hmm. massive shifting for whoever says, I'm in, I'm done with this. You know, life doesn't have to be rock bottom to do this. Of course not.
No.
You know, but if you, exactly, you know, anyone can make these tremendous, massive shifts by being part of this class. And we're going to receive so much benefit. So, yeah, if you just look at that and you can even split the payments up, you know, you couldn't get a spa day for that or a makeover for anywhere close to that. So this is going to be truly transformational, and it's going to last you a long time. And, yeah, I can just feel that the joy afterwards. I think this is really – it's going to be a beautiful class. And I know I'm kind of talking it up, Zoe, but I can really feel that your heart is so, so open, and you have such a, I don't want to say desire, but I'm going to say desire to really share and to really make deep and transformative and lasting change in people's lives. I can really just feel that's the energy you bring, that you're really going to nurture everyone and care for them and honor them and really take deep care around, you know, whatever they come to the table with that needs to be upgraded. I think my sense is that you're really going to nurture whoever is part of this program. So thank you so much.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, and beautiful. Yeah, I'm excited to share this wonderful class of those that are guided to sign up. And, you know, my intention is that everyone receives tenfold, 1,000-fold, 100,000-fold what their initial investment was, you know, because I really want to open you back up to what abundance is. It's fun, it's playful, it's light, and it's through the heart. And so I'm very much looking forward to the live transmissions of these as well, and the activations that are going to come through. So yeah.
Great, wonderful. Well, let's do this. Let's take a couple more questions, and then I know there's that encoded light activation that you're going to take everyone through. So that's coming up in just a little while, everyone. So make sure that you're ready for that. But let's go to Fort Collins, Colorado, and the last 4 digits of the phone number calling in are 1626. 1626, and it says it's from Fort Collins, Colorado. Welcome.
Hello. Thank you for taking my call. My name is Mary, and I'm currently doing numerology and human design and working with Metatron, and he's starting to show me sacred geometry. And I'm feeling a little stuck not knowing how do I bring this in to what I'm doing right now. Like, I'm seeing these, like, beautiful designs and grids, but then I'm like, okay, well, how do I apply this to this world?
So let's let go of the separation of that world, this world. Let's integrate.
Okay.
Let's bend the straw, remember? Let's bring point A to point B and make a circle.
Okay.
And so then imagine a circle in your mind's eye. So now we've put point A and point B together, so there's no separation. And now that circle is that beginning of that sacred geometry, right? The seed of life.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You see how this is going? And then now you imprint another circle and another circle around. So now that's starting to create more of a pattern, right? Mm-hmm. And then imagining the flower of life in your third eye. And so when you're studying, when you're doing your work, when you're cooking your food, when you're having conversations, when you're drinking water, when you're having a cup of tea, sorry, I'm English, but when you're having a cup of tea, I want you to see reality through your third eye and see the geometry that you are being shown of reality. And so a lot of these, a lot of the activation, yeah, I felt a strong transmission when you started to, before you came on actually. So the, what you're being downloaded with is ways to upgrade the geometry of your reality. And this starts to happen after, after a while, is that when we start to see the geometry of reality, we start to see where the misalignments are. So, you know, we may look at a piece of our body and maybe like our shoulder's a bit sore, and we'll see that there's a, like a piece of code almost, like a line in that pattern that needs to be kind of replaced or upgraded or up-leveled. And so what you can do, which is one of your gifts, is bring in that new geometry using Metatron's cube and working with that frequency and imprint a new pattern over the top for them to integrate. And you can do this. Does that make sense?
Yes. Okay. Everything's like clicking into place. So this makes so much sense. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. I think I feel very guided that you were meant to receive this energy. I've worked with Metatron for a while. You're reminding me of the light language that he wants me to start writing. So thank you very much as well. But he's definitely wanting you to like do this with water as well, especially the water that you're drinking is like imprint this new, these new patterns. And it's, you know, and setting the intentions of that water of like joy, fun, play, love, abundance, gratitude, money, love, amazingness, you know, whatever like juicy things you want to imprint. You were laughing then. Was I touching on something?
Yes, I actually was just getting a download with the full moon. I was going to make some moon water, and he was like, put the geometry underneath the moon water. White sitting out, and I'm like, oh, okay. So this is all making sense. It's bringing that into this.
Yes,
into everything.
Yeah,
okay.
I feel that you're going to play around with this a lot visually, but I feel that you might meet an artist that can actually start creating some of the colored geometry patterns that are wanting to come through so that you'll have something physical to use in your sessions, and you might even sell them as cards a little bit down the ways though, so I wouldn't worry too much for now, but I feel an artist coming in that can help actualize that vision that's there for you. Exciting.
Okay.
I'm so excited for you.
Thank you so much for taking my call.
Yeah, of course.
All right, sweetheart. Pleasure. Much love. Thank you. Beautiful. Okay, let's go to, doesn't say, but it's 4536 for the last four digits of the phone number. 4536, you're on live. Hello? Anyone home?
Hello? Hello?
Hi, welcome.
Hi.
Who do we have?
This is Yvonne.
Hi, Yvonne. Welcome.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. I wanted to ask, is it possible, Zoe, for you to see my energy field and give me an idea of what my purpose is? I feel like teaching, spiritual teaching, and I also feel like spiritual healer. I can't seem to understand which one it is.
Why does there need to be a choice?
Well, because I don't think I can do both of them at the same time with the way my life is at the moment. So I wanted to do the one which is the purpose. I want to live on, do my soul's purpose is what I'm trying to say.
What sparks joy for you?
I'm sorry?
What sparks joy for you?
Writing.
Writing.
When I'm writing, I'm in a whole different element. Like when I'm writing spiritual writings and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I once had a website. I called it Evolving. It's been closed down now. And that website was evolvingwisdom.com. And I would go out and research. I would go into journals and go into all different kinds of books and research spiritual things, spiritual things. And then I would come back and post it. And I noticed that when I do the research, after I did the research, when I go to write what I researched, I didn't need it. I started just getting all kinds of information I would just type away and not look at the paper that I had researched on. And I was in a whole different element. I felt alive and blissful. So I said, okay, because, yes, I was just lost in the writings. And I would post pictures of Buddha, pictures of gurus, stuff like that. But it failed.
And how does it make your heart feel, writing? How does it make your heart feel?
It was joyful because to me, I was teaching something to maybe even if five people saw it and read it, that would be five people that didn't know it before.
Yeah.
And so my heart was put in the point that I felt blissful, literally felt blissful when I would type those writings.
Beautiful. So it's Yvonne, right? I have your name right?
Yeah, it's Yvonne.
Yvonne. Well, Yvonne, it sounds to me that you've already found your purpose.
That's what I wanted to be sure because.
So you gave me two options and your energy field was feeding into something else. And so we just guided you into that other version and you've just spent all that time talking about that other version. I think you found your calling right now. Your energy field lights up. So you have answered your own question with what lights you up, and that's your passion, which is your purpose. And so do more of that, and that will open up the different doors for you of aligning to what is to come. Okay, so write more, open your heart. That's what lights you up. That's what's aligning you to more of your inspiration, of your divinity. Okay
Well, one more. I heard you earlier saying that not to worry about the how.
Yeah.
Because that is my main problem, the how.
Yeah.
I think everything to do with writing, publishing, whatever you want to do, takes finances. And I live on a fixed Social Security check, period. That's
all
it.
All you need to do right now is start writing, and that's it. And as you write, you will come into vibrational frequency of what the next step is. I self-published my first book for free.
Okay.
No money. There is always a way. I self-published it for free. It's so bad, my book cover. It's so bad. It was for free on Canva. And I paid, I think, I did pay a little bit of money. But my first book was totally on CreateSpace. So there's always ways. But I would write more and let it come to you in perfect form. Let it come to you in perfect time, the next steps. We're so focused on things needing to work out for us that we forget to enjoy, guess what? I'll repeat myself again, the journey.
I see. Okay, Zoe. Thank you so very much. You validated what I was wondering. Thank you.
Of course. Yes.
All right, Yvonne.
Thank you.
All right.
All right. Bye-bye. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye now. Much love. Holding space for you, Yvonne. Now it's time, Yvonne, to take that action. You know, some really, really precious words from Zoe. Let things come to you. Let things come to you. But you have to take that action first, right?
Yeah.
You've got to start writing. Let it flow. Let it flow.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, beautiful. Yeah. Well, Zoe, I'd love it if you could take us through the light encoded activation now and just see where it goes, see what wants to come through for this community, for this group. And so I'll just leave it up to you.
Okay. My energy is particularly fairy-like this week. I've been grounding back into Glastonbury, which is the heart chakra, and drinking the spring water there. So I am really enjoying to bring this transmission through. Excuse me. So everyone, just take a moment. Just move your body a little bit. Shake up any energy. Having your hands placed. Let's have them faced down on your knees. And just having your body however feels comfortable to you. Cross-legged, in a chair, lying down, curled up on the sofa, getting your blanket, whatever feels good. There's no rules. And I want you to bring yourself inwards, paying attention to not so much the words, but to the vibration. The vibration of the transmission that is ready to be shared with you today in this perfect, beautiful moment of now. How amazing that we've made it to here. Oh, what a gift. And slowly bringing your awareness to your breath, nice, long, slow inhalations through the nose and out through the nose. We're going to go on a little journey, a journey into your consciousness. And as we call upon the collective councils of light that are already here for this transmission, allowing yourself to set aside the thoughts, the to-do list, where you were before. Listening to your breath, the inhalations and exhalations. Feeling the soles of your feet connecting with the ground below you into Gaia. Feeling yourself come into total stillness. If your mind starts to wander, just bringing your awareness to your breath. I am breathing in. I am breathing out. I want you to imagine now your being traveling down into the ground, down through all the layers of rock, mud, and clay. All the way down, down into the center, to the crystalline core of Gaia. I want you to imagine that in the center, you are in another world. It feels like daylight and warmth from some form of sun. You find yourself in this internal world with a beautiful beach, amazing tropical plants all the way around you, and the sounds of birds and flowing water, feeling beautiful crystalline sand beneath your feet. Allowing yourself to be in this moment, connecting in with the beautiful center of Gaia, grounding you back into this moment, into your being, into your connection to the crystalline grid. You look all the way around you and you feel this beautiful harmonic energy. You feel a playfulness in the air, the slight gigglings of fairies and elementals. You feel a presence of the Elohim Council. Do you take a moment to bask in the purity and innocence of this space? Allowing this energy to uplift and activate all of your cells. Cellular memory of crystalline consciousness. Imagining a tingling sensation through all of your body systems as you are coming back to your divinity, coming back to oneness with the earth, with your heart, with your tribe. Kiando to shuto niyama kaya to soshomoya. Sigaya da nasaka boya na soshomoya nataya nasaya na. Kito no moya sato no moko shuto niyama sa. Iyo fukiya na toye shupoya na ya mokoya. Iya nataya kaka ya no shom. Shito no wo rendete no koya soma ya nasa. Ya nataya to sofo ya maya taya to shofo. Kia na to mo shoto ni ya nasa. Ika ya na to mo shoto ni ya nasa sa ya na ta. Ika ta nasa ya shofu ya nasa. Allowing your heart to open, dear ones, to the gift of crystalline consciousness. Feel yourself upgrading into a light frequency, a light form. Feel your fingers and body tingling to the sensations of light. Gyanaya na soshomoya na sataya. Ikopoya na sasataya ta soshomo. Ikopoya na toshopoya na sa. Kya satoshomoya na sa. Kya sata ya shoto moya nasa, iya shofu ko ya masa, iya taso ko moya nasa, kya taso sho moya, ito shofu ya na. And allowing yourselves to feel this energy uplifting yourself now. Feel yourselves becoming lighter. Feel yourselves becoming reconnected to consciousness. We are all one with you. We are all part of the beautiful, sacred reflection of your divinity. And it is always within you. It is always within you to create, to receive, to love, to connect. Sikaya na so sho boya na sataya na saya na so. Yurinya toko maya saya na nasa. Iyeto to ye na tae ka sata na sa. Iyata so sho ke ye na tae na sa. Kinda so sho bu yindiya na saya na sa. Taking a cleansing breath in through your nose, out through your mouth. Allowing now to send blessings and gratitude for this moment, for this transmission. Bringing yourself, your energy back up through the earth, through the soles of your feet and into your body. Integrating back in with yourself, feeling grounded and connected and inspired. Ia no yara nasa ya katoso, ia naso shofo yama, isaka tisho poya nasa, ito no so sho maya nasa. Taking a deep breath in, deep breath out. Just placing your hands around you, giving yourself a big hug. placing your hands together to create some heat. Placing them over your eyes. Gently opening your eyes and coming back into space, back into the conversation, back into this moment.
Thank you. Thanks for that beautiful transmission.
You're welcome. Oh, I feel so soft. I feel like jelly.
Yeah. I think all of us are in that state. Yeah. Coming back to now. Beautiful. Well, Zoe, thank you so much for being here in this beautiful space that we've all created and sharing your incredible wisdom and your insights with us, and certainly making your makeover available for everyone. That's a beautiful, beautiful offer. And I know that's going to be such a special time that people get to work with you and interact with you. So beautiful. Lovely. I wanted to ask you, Zoe, as we start wrapping this up, if there's anything that has come to you or you've thought of personally that you'd like to share with the community, maybe as in final words or a summary or something that is just coming to you that you feel guided to share with everyone.
Yeah. So during the transmission, I was feeling a lot of elemental energy, and they just want to remind you of all of the play that is here. And if you're stuck with that, or you don't know how, like, call upon them, like call upon that dimensional realm that can help you to come back to that purity, to that essence, to your inner child. And no matter where you're at on your awakening journey, you know, you are always evolving and always shifting. And even if you think things are the same, they're not. You know, if you're on this conversation, chances are you're pretty ascended already in your awareness of reality. And now it's just ironing out the kinks. And it's the wax on, wax off, you know, from the Karate Kid. It's the repetition of the things that you know are good for you, the thoughts, the experiences, the people, the places, the conversations, the stories, and exercising your spiritual muscles, reminding yourself daily, this is a full-time awareness. 5D living is full-time joy. And coming back to your heart, coming back to self-love. And if you feel disconnected ever, take a moment, take a breath, and ground. Put your feet into the earth. Call yourself back to this moment and command to the universe, I let this be easy and joyful. And I love, 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 love sharing these conversations in, you know, because I remember, I think about 7 years ago, I had these visions of like talking and sharing. I was like, wow, how is that going to work out? And suddenly 7 years later, this is happening. And, you know, trust in your psychic awareness and just enjoy the journey and let it unfold for you in the perfect time. And that's the true gift. So thank you for being here, everyone. Thank you for receiving me. It's been a true honor to show up for you in this way. So thank you.
Oh, absolutely. It's wonderful for us to be here and just to partake in what you're sharing and contributing and raising everyone's vibration. So it's been a beautiful time. Zoe, thank you so much again for being here. It really has been wonderful. Beautiful.
Thank you.
And all you beautiful shining beads of light, thank you so much for being here every day, coming and listening to the show. Thank you so much. If you can't make the live, thanks for listening to the replay. It's really making a difference in your own life. in your lives and in the lives of others that you meet. Thank you so much for your contributions and for your dedication and commitment to really helping make this world and beyond a higher vibrational place for us all. So thank you, sweet souls. Much love. And we thank Divine Mother, Divine Father, Mother Earth and Father Sun. We thank the Ancient Ones. We thank all the galactic beings that were here with us today, that are still here with us today. We thank the beautiful divine beings of love, light, power, and service. Thank you all. Much love. Namaste. Bye now.